Blog Talk Radio.
My weakness can talk in a special way. There are some things they help me say. Hello, come here, is it okay? Nice to meet you, how are you today?
Welcome to WeHands Radio. Learn to connect with your baby, toddler, and preschool child. I'm your host, Sarah Bingham. Hi, everybody. It's Sarah from WeHands. I am the founder of WeHands and the author of the baby signing book. I also made sure that I went to the gym this morning because of our guest. WeHands is a baby sign language program we've been teaching in North America for the past, I'm thinking about the age of my son. It's almost 14 years. Wow. And I have this little podcast that we do weekly, and we share parenting tips. So I talk about language development strategies and really about the joys of connecting with your baby and your toddler and your little ones at home. But I think it's also important that we talk about taking care of ourselves as new parents, new moms, and connecting with others in the community. So one of the reasons I do this podcast is to introduce the world to the amazing experts that I get to meet online and off, that are supporting new and expecting parents across North America. And today I have the pleasure of talking with one of them. I'm going to be chatting with Ada DiGiacopo. I did it. Ada,
correct.
Forgive me for mispronouncing your name.
Worries.
I won't have my Italian husband listen to this episode. Ada is an instructor and personal trainer with Mommy and Baby Fitness, and I have to say that my children are 12 and 14. They're going to be 13 and 15 this year. And Mom and Baby Fitness is one of the first classes I took with my daughter. And I think it's such a wonderful program. Mommy and Baby Fitness, Workout and Play. It's an interactive, innovative program designed for new moms and their babies to enjoy. And today we're going to talk about fitness health for new moms. I think it's really important. Typically, we're talking about language development and taking care of your baby, but I think it's really, really important that new parents, especially new moms, get out, for one thing, get out of the house, connect with others in the community, and also take care of themselves. So welcome to our little show, Ada.
Thank you very much for having me, Sarah.
I absolutely did go to the gym today, and I was thinking of you as I was going. It's like, I have to talk about this
awesome
today, so I have to go to the gym.
Yes.
I always, because I did a
Do
Zumba
you hear
class.
Me okay?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, perfect. Yes.
I joke that in a Zumba class, you take 6,000 steps, apparently, and I take 3,000 of them wrong, but I did it.
Good for you. Good for you.
So, Ada, awesome. Tell me a little bit about where you grew up and what you were like as a wee one.
Okay, so I'm originally from Santiago, Chile, so I'm from South America. My first language is Spanish, and I grew up in a very poor but loving family. And as a child, I was very adventurous. I was always on my bike or running, I remember. Like going just for adventures. I was really outdoorsy person, and I created my own fun. And even though we were, in the poor category, my dad and my mom always made sure that we went to the beach. So I do have a lot of wonderful memories from when I was little at the
beach.
I
like that. And you know what? It's still so cold. We're just going to take a moment and think about the beach.
I know, it's a nice thought. A very nice thought.
I really need that. So you've come a very, very long way, just where we're living now.
Yeah, we came to Canada. I was 17 when we came to Canada. And so, I can say now that I'm Canadian, but I do remember my childhood very fondly because it was a really cool, yeah. And I ate a lot of ice cream. I remember that. And now that I'm an adult, I'm thinking, man, my mom and dad didn't have too many, too much, but we always ate ice cream. Like, I remember eating ice cream when I was a kid. So that's really good memories to have.
That's an amazing memory. And you know what? Those memories that we make with our kids are so, we think of them as being so small, but mm-hmm. but those are really special, wonderful memories. Now, if you were introducing yourself to someone, so if you were at a child's birthday party, how would you describe what you do currently in two or three sentences?
I would say that I am very passionate about fitness and that I help women, empowering women, whether they have children or not, to reach their potential physically. Mentally is an awesome way to relieve stress, especially after having the baby. I actually wish I had the chance to try the mommy and baby fitness when I had my two little ones. I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old right now. But at the time when I had them, we only had one car. So I could never make my way to the classes. It was just too hard. And I remember, mm-hmm. because we've been around since 1995, I remember when mine were little ones, I always wanted to, you know, see what it was like to go in and work out with other moms and their babies. But now, you know, as you know, the world turns, I happen to be an instructor. So I'm getting to see how mommies enjoy what I deliver, and I'm enjoying greatly what I put out there.
That is fantastic. I love hearing the passion in your voice. And mm-hmm. more and more, we're going more online, and a lot of people are asking us about online baby sign language classes, and we're definitely offering those. But I never want to go away from offering classes in the community, because it's so important for moms, new parents, to be able to connect one-on-one.
Absolutely,
we just moved recently to a new city about almost 2 years ago now, and one of the things that I was talking with my kids when they were going to their new schools and making new friends is we make friends and we build friendships based on our experiences. So they definitely have lots of experiences with their older friends in our other city. And my husband and I do mm-hmm. as well, because we kind of got our friends through our kids. As they were babies, we took classes. As they got older, we took dance classes and hockey and all these other swimming classes, definitely. And so we made friends with the moms and dads that were in those programs with our kids. And
correct,
especially now, so that we are so isolated, we are much more isolated than we've ever been as new parents. You may be the first mom in your group of friends. You may be the first people to have babies. And mm-hmm. it's really important to get out there. You may not make a friend that very first fitness class or that very first baby sign language class, but as you go along and share experiences, it's like, oh, wasn't that really hard? And how long do we have to do planks? And one more squat and I'm going to die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's been really great.
It's so important to build those experiences. You're doing your fitness classes, mom and baby fitness classes, for your own well-being, but you're also introducing yourself to a whole other group of friends. And I think that's so incredibly important.
Yes, yes, it is. And I see it all the time. I usually run my programs every 8 weeks. And it's so wonderful to see when we're coming to the end of the 8th week that most moms get together and they go for lunch. It's almost like a celebration of the 8-week program. And they, you know, they get themselves organized and, you know, sometimes they invite me. And it's awesome to see that camaraderie, and, you know, we're all in the same club, and it's great. And especially at the end when the babies are reaching 8, 12 months, when
yeah.
they're not longer going to come back, they, you know, they make it a big deal. And a lot of them stay in touch even after the classes. So it's so nice to see that.
Just so beautiful. So how long have you been teaching with Mom and Baby Fit now?
I've been with Mommy and Baby Fitness since 2012, but I've been an instructor. Sorry about that. I've been an instructor since 2003, but with Mommy and Baby Fitness since 2012.
That's 3 years. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
And I love that you have 8-week classes, because not only that gives time mom to also get in shape as well and in shape more and learn about where they need to strengthen and tone, and you get to see 2 months of baby development, which is so fun.
Oh my gosh, that's so wonderful. Yes, yeah. Very, very cool to see that. And I mean, most of the moms, especially when they start with a 6-week old baby or an 8-week old baby, chances are they'll stay with you till the maternity leave ends. So you actually get to see this baby every week for, you know, at about 10 months. So it's very, very, very gratifying to see that, you know, when they go from being on their belly to sitting up and they're holding their own, and then to crawling, and then to standing up, and, you know, sometimes walking. So it's just such a wonderful, you know, it's such a wonderful piece of what I do for a living. Like, it's just very rewarding.
Now, this morning, as I went to the Y, there's no mom and baby fitness in my area of the world. We have to do something about that. I was in my little Zumba class making all my mistakes, and I could see some of the other moms who were dancing much better than I was, but every now and then they'd kind of dance over to the wall of windows and look across the hall to where our Y has the infant play area, so you can go, the daycare. What I love about mommy and baby fitness is that you don't have to do that. You don't have to worry about where you're dancing and can I look and, oh, is he crying? And that, you don't have that worry because baby is with you. So tell us about the structure of a mommy and baby fitness class.
So we'd like mommies to bond with their baby, especially first-time moms. When you start training second time around or third time around moms, we become such pros right after the first one that, you know, if they're crying, we're like, okay, yeah, that's okay. That's level one crying. It's not bad. You know, level two, okay. Level three, then you pick them up. But the first time moms, they're really like, as soon as the baby makes a noise, they need to go check. So this program is really, really helpful for first time moms because they can either, even during the fitness part of the program, they can carry the baby in the front, in the carrier, in their body. So it's awesome. Like, they, it just gives them such a feeling of, you know what, I can do this with the baby, and I don't have to worry and be anxious about, you know, the baby needing me and needing to be close to me. So whether they bring a stroller or whether they bring the car seat carrier or the body carrier, it just fits everybody. And so we do a small warm up with the baby if the baby is awake. You know, when they're sleeping, we don't want to bother them, so we just let them be. And I always tell the mommies, let the baby be and be selfish for a few minutes and enjoy the workout on your own. Like, just be selfish, because we're always giving, right? So I encourage mommies to be a little selfish, especially when the babies are sleeping and they're enjoying their nap. And then we go into the core of the program, which is the fitness bar for the mommies, and it could be as challenging as you want it to be. I'm going to push you, and I'm going to try to push you farther than you think you can go, but everybody has a different level. So that's the beauty of it. Everybody works at their own fitness level. If I go to you and say, I think you can do better than that, go a little bit lower on the squat. If you can, you will, and then you'll be surprised that, you know, of your potential. So it's for all levels of fitness. If you haven't worked out in years and during the pregnancy and then after the pregnancy, it's going to be hard, no question about it. But it's amazing how the body accepts the challenge and it adapts week to week. So when the mommies start seeing, you know, changes in their body, you know, it might be not necessarily weight, but they, you know, this fits me better. And, you know, I actually can go up the stairs without losing, you know, without starting to cough.
Jumping up the stairs or skipping up the
stairs. Absolutely. You're walking taller. You know, you're going up the stairs with a spring in your step, and, you know, you're reaching things in the kitchen, you know, in the covers. So little changes like that, they really appreciate that. And, you know, having a happy mommy, that means a happy baby too. So it's really good emotionally, mentally, physically. It's just overall a great addition to the routine, you know, to your weekly routine.
And are there parts of your class that you're using the baby as your weight?
Yes, absolutely. So during the warm-up, you can hold them if you want. And we do some, you know, going around singing songs with them. They really enjoy it, especially when they're like around 5, 6, 7 months, you know, when they're already like knowing what's going on a little bit more than when they're, you know, 2 months or 3 months. So they really enjoy their being interactive with other babies and other mommies. Then when we put them down, then we'd go into the workout. If, you know, a baby's crying and they need mommy, mommy can always step aside and, you know, take care of them and then come back. So it's no, you're not going to have to do, you know, extra 20 push-ups just because you left, you left the class for a moment. So yeah, you won't be penalized. So, but it's, you know, it's, I always say that I wish I had the opportunity to do it when mine were little, because I would have totally enjoyed the feeling of, you know, the freedom of bringing my baby along with me. And, you know, if they choose to nap the whole hour, that's fine. If they choose to play with other babies, that's great. And I'm there, you know, getting active and feeling excellent after the workout, you know, all those happy endorphins being released and just having a feeling of accomplishment, you know, and then going home all happy. So that's really, really nice. And so then after the main part of the workout for the mommies comes the playtime with the babies. And that's really enjoyable too for the babies. Mommies are all sweaty, but they're loving it. They put their, you know, their other layers on, and then we got the babies, and we have singing time and rhyme time, and we do some songs and rhymes and bounce the babies around a little more. So they really, really enjoy that as well.
I love it, and I know on your website, and I've seen it when I've come to classes to speak to some of your moms afterwards, the parachute play is just so much fun.
Yes, so much fun, so much fun. And that's usually when I see the most changes in the babies, because when they're under the parachute, when they're little, you know, 6 weeks, they're like, they couldn't care less. Then as they're growing old, you know, 3, 4 months, 7 months, and then when they start reaching with their hands to the parachute, it's just so incredible. Such a nice transformation to see in front of your eyes of how they're
it's
developing,
so amazing,
you know.
As you become a parent, and I say this all the time, that when they give you a baby, they also give you an invisible bucket of guilt. So even without baby, we have, oh, I should go work out, I should work out, I should work out. So you have that guilt with you, and then you have baby. And so there's all this other guilt as well. And going to one of your classes with your baby and doing it for yourself and doing that workout, you're eliminating some of that guilt. And so you can just say, I've spent quality, awesome time with my baby. I've met other people.
Absolutely.
And you know what? So check that off.
Absolutely. Especially I see it the most when towards the end of the fitness part, when we do push-ups, I said, put your baby on the mat, you know, give it a kiss. You know, every time you do a push-up, come as low as you can, kiss him, and then come up. And, you know, we integrate them, and then it's such a joy for the moms that they forget that they're in pain. So it's really good.
You are a personal trainer. I can hear it. That's an evil, wicked laugh.
It's like, come on, you can do it. Give him a kiss. And then some of the babies, when they start pulling up and walking, and the ladies are doing a plank, these are the babies that jump on their back. And I'm like, right on. Make it harder for mama. Like, make mama, like, hold that plank even harder. So it's great. Lots of enjoyment.
So what would you say for new parents, but especially for moms who are a little bit on their shyer side, they've maybe never gone to a gym before, what kind of advice would you give to that new parent who's a little hesitant and a little unsure of themselves?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always give, when I get phone calls and I said, oh, how does your class work? I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if the baby's going to be okay. And I always tell them, every class is like a box of chocolate, just like Forrest Gump said. Every class, sometimes all the babies are crying. Sometimes all the babies are sleeping. Sometimes all the babies are fine. And so it's always very different. For the parents, especially if you haven't worked out in a long time, just come and try it. I always give mommy's a complimentary class, because most of them don't know what to expect. And even if you explain it to them, they don't know what to expect. So I said, come on over. And if you want to just sit down and watch, that's fine too. Like, you don't need to. But I mean, every mom that I've ever had with a lot of hesitation said, oh, I don't know if my baby's going to let me work out. I don't know if she's going to be okay. What if she cried? Every mom that I've ever had, like, on the phone hesitant, they come and try class and they can't believe how well the baby behaves, because obviously you're in front, you know, with other people. So the babies usually, they usually leave you as a liar, you know, like, oh, my baby's been grumpy all morning. I don't know how he's going to be. And sure enough, the baby's perfect for the whole class. So, you know, it's music. There's music around them. There's movement around them. There's other babies around them. So they, you know, for most part, they behave the opposite of what the mommy's saying to all the other mommies. And so I tell them, come and try. If you do one squat the whole hour, so be it. That's fine. Maybe on the second week you'll do five squats.
Yep.
Instead of one. So always, you know, come and try it. There's no strings attached. You come and try it. If you feel that your baby didn't enjoy it, then, you know, it's just no question. But I've never had a mom. I've never had a mom try and not come back so far. So.
That's, and really, I mean, and pun intended, we are talking about baby steps here. It's just one little bit at a time. Did we do something today? Awesome. That's great. Let's celebrate that and then move
Absolutely,
on from there.
Yeah.
Typically, I know when I work out, you feel really horrible at the beginning of it, but you feel so good at the end. And that's what keeps you coming
back. Yeah, one of my initial questions when we're doing the warm-up, whenever, you know, we're trying to get ourselves in the place and, you know, what we're going to do and all that, I usually go around saying, okay, how many hours of sleep did you get? How many hours of sleep did you get? So we all laugh about it because, you know, there's, you know, oh, I got 3. Oh, I got 6. Oh, I got 8. And they're like, oh, you, Robert, you know, you're showing off and all that. So we make it a joke because we know that sleep is the number one thing for mommies. So
absolutely, and for anybody listening, for anybody listening who's going to be coming to Ada's classes or our Wee Hands class, be very careful if your baby is sleeping through the night that you don't say that very often or very loudly.
Exactly. You're going to get the dirty look followed by the laughter for sure. Yeah.
Ada will make you do planks for 60 seconds longer.
And I've even told mommies, I said, okay, anybody had 2 hours of sleep last night, leave the baby with me, go into the little corner and have a little nap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ada, I can hear it in your voice, but what keeps you interested in doing what you're doing?
My love, it has to be first my love for fitness, my love of how the body reacts to fitness. The way our brain, you know, secretes those endorphins after you work out, after you move. It's just so important. This is such a sedentary life right now. Like, everybody's leading, you know, in their cars for a long time, watching TV for long periods of time, in the computer for a long time. So as soon as you start moving, you know, your body just is happy. It's happy to be alive. We are meant to move. So I just... love that connection, you know, body and mind connection that fitness brings together, and especially after you've had a baby, because you feel so blah after you've had a baby. Most moms, some moms maybe are the exception, but I mean, oh my gosh, I remember when I had my first one, it was like I wanted to get out of the house, I wanted to do things, and it was like, it's just, you know, it was an impossible task to accomplish. And, you know, sometimes it would be 5 p.m. and I didn't even take a shower yet. So it's just so important to move, and move in a way that you are actually enjoying. I'm not saying chores, you know, going, you know, laundry and this and that. We do that all the time. But with fitness, you're actually concentrating on yourself. You're like, you're there, present at the time. And that with every class, I try to say, you know, enjoy the moment. Be selfish. The baby's okay. They're over there. They're playing. They're sleeping. Yep. Focus on yourself right now and just feel the movement, you know, like feel it and enjoy it. Because that's going to help you with your health. Because if you move, your joints work better, your muscles. You recover much better if you, you know, if you do get sick, cold, flu, whatever. You do recover much better if you're in better shape, if your body, it's in better shape.
And I think the body is so incredible because you birthed this baby, like you grew and you birthed this baby. It's an amazing thing that you've done. And mm-hmm. we don't take enough time to appreciate how miraculous your body is. And
absolutely,
especially
yes.
for new moms. Especially in this time, day and age, it sounds in a way bad that you have to be selfish, but it's not. You have to give back to yourself so that you can give to everybody
else.
That's right.
Exactly. And that's a better way of saying it. I shouldn't be saying selfish. I should be saying give back to yourself.
I like that. And you have to think about yourself. You absolutely have to. It's so important.
Yes.
What are there parenting or even baby resources or products that you think is amazing and wish you had kind of almost invented yourself?
I always think of this. I've always thought of this some kind of rubber ball to put in the faucet in the tub, so that when you're bathing the baby or the toddler, if they go back, they don't hit their head. I've always thought about that, and I've never seen anything in the market. Maybe someone's going to go and invent something. But, you know, something to put in the faucet of the bathtub. I wish I had, you know, the engineering, yeah, to do that. Because I remember whenever I was, even now when my kids are 9 and 7, even then I'm always afraid that they're going to hit their head in the faucet of the bathtub.
Oh, that's funny. It's funny that how different people think of different things, but that's so true.
I know, exactly. That's my one thing. I've always thought about that.
And bath time, especially for younger babies and newer parents, can definitely be a stressful thing.
Yeah.
I know, and there's so many times that they're coming up with new rules about what you can use and what you can't use. I think is a great idea. What else? Do you have favorite parenting books?
Yes, I have two, but I can't remember who the authors are. Happiest Toddler on the Block is one.
Yes.
It's awesome. It really helps.
Dr. Harvey Karp.
Okay. That book really helped my sister and I because we lived together when our kids were toddlers. They're 10 weeks apart, and they were oil and water. So that book really, really helped us understand their dealings and their interactions. And, you know, there were so many funny parts of the book, and we would look and we said, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing right now. And it's just, it really helped us cope with the insanity of two toddlers going at each other all the time, always black and white, yes or no, yes and no, oil and water. And it was hilarious just to see them grow up. We lived together for a year. So they were together from when they were like a year and a half to 2.5. And
yeah.
It was crazy in the household. But that book really helped us, be a little bit, make fun of it more than just worry about it.
Well, in those toddler years, they don't call them the terrible twos for nothing. How old are these two toddlers now?
Well, no, not, now they're both 9 years old. But they,
and how do
they
get along? How do they get along now?
Fine for since they were like maybe in 4 years old to about 2 months ago. Because now that they're nine, they're like, their personalities are like, one is a boy and one is a girl. So that's different too, right? So the girl really wants to do girl things and the boy really wants to do boy things. So now they're starting to not see eye to eye again. And it's so funny again to see that coming back.
That's awesome. They probably don't think it's all that funny, but it's great as a parent that you can.
No, and my sister and I are very close together. So we, even though we live a few kilometers away, we make a point of seeing each other, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks at least. So the last time I mentioned to my son that we were going to see Tia Sandra, he goes, oh, I really don't want to see my cousin. It is the first time that he said that, but he's verbalized that. He goes, no, I don't really get along with her anymore. So this is just recently that it's happened. So, yeah, they're creating now their own character, their own personality. So it's fun to see
wonderful.
The transformation.
Fantastic. So it's The Happiest Toddler on the Block by Dr. Harvey Karp. What's the other book, Ada?
The other one that I love is The Wonder of Boys. So that only applies to boys, but it's I've learned so much from that book on how to relate to your boy. It's crazy. That book, I mean, it helps you from when they're little to all the way till they're teenagers. So if you have a boy, I highly recommend it. The Wonder of Boys. So great.
I'm looking at this one, too, and, yeah, I definitely, The Wonder of Boys, The Mind of Boys, The Wonder of Boys, The Wonder of Boys by Michael Gurion. Okay, that's one I definitely want to take a look at.
It's really good. There's a lot of stories in there, and it has helped me a lot to relate to my boy, too.
I love it.
And I've used it. I've been reading it since. Not reading all the time, but, you know, as they grow older, you go to different chapters of the book so that you can relate a little bit better. Because, you know, unfortunately, kids don't come with a manual, so we have to learn along, learn along the way.
Yeah. And the manual that worked for my boy would probably not work for your boy. So you have to do a little bit of here and there.
Exactly. And I do have to add before I forget that your program I use for both of my kids, the sign language, and to this day we use it. To this day we still use some signs. So I absolutely love this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Brando started signing when he was like 5-6 months, and Sophia was a little bit later. She was maybe 8 months when she started signing. But oh man, what a nice thing to do for your babies, because it gives them that you know, empowerment and that assurance that you are understanding what they're saying without saying something. So it was awesome, great experience too.
Thank you so much. And you know what, I would just put it out on our Facebook page that I'm writing a blog and an updated little article about the benefits of signing with your baby. So I may definitely quote you in that, because that's so kind of you to share that. Thank you, Ada.
Mm-hmm. No, you're welcome. Yeah, and I mean, some moms, it's funny when I talk about baby sign language, because I'm always promoting you to my mommies. I said, you know, there's such a misconception out there sometimes that you think that you're bombarding your kid with too much information, and that if you teach them sign language, they're not going to be able to speak. But it's the other way around. If they learn sign language, they actually, they're when they start to speak, they are way more versed, and they are, their cognitive level is way different.
Well, it's interesting. I think back to that mom who was checking in on her baby while she was in a Zumba class. The baby was in daycare. I can remember my daughter was much older than this little infant, but when she was in gymnastics, we were in the parent waiting room. She was 4 years old. And she was in the big gym, but we could see each other through a window, and I was able to sign to her through that window. So it's a lot of fun. There's so many ways you can use it, and thank you so much for bringing that up. So out of your classes, how can parents get in touch with you? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter? What's your website? Share that with us.
We have our website is www.mommyandbabyfitness.com. So it's all together, mommyandbabyfitness.com. And we have all the programs there, all the locations in Ontario are listed. So you just click locations and find the location of your choice. The programs are very flexible in that you can join it at any time. If you miss classes, you know, life happens. You know, a baby gets sick or you get sick or you forgot that you had a doctor appointment. There's always, you can always do makeup. So the program is very flexible and, you know, it works around your schedule.
There may be times that you're baby and you never slept all night just to stay home.
Exactly. And you have to, yeah, exactly. And you have to miss the class. I've had so many cases like that. I'm so sorry. I didn't get enough sleep. And, you know, the moms feel so bad. And I actually like it when they feel that they're, oh, man, I'm missing my fitness class. It's actually good that they are feeling like that, you know, because they have a sense of commitment to you know, being well and the fitness. So sure enough, they make it up, you know. They come and do a different class and they make it up and they catch up. So that's good. So that's the website.
It's proof that it makes you feel so good to do it.
And absolutely. And they feel that are accountable to me. So they need to send me that email. They feel they need to send me that email to tell me, look, I didn't sleep well. I'm going to catch up on my sleep. I'll see you next week or I'll see you at the other location for a makeup. So it's good for me to see that they are, you know, they are in this for the right reasons. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and we will definitely catch up in real time as well, so that I can come another one of your sessions in the spring.
Awesome. May I also give you my Twitter handle?
Yes, you may. Absolutely.
Yes. So it's dtrainerada. Dtrainerada. So it's dtrainerada. Ada. Dtrainerada. That's my Twitter handle. And my Facebook page for Mommy and Baby Fitness is actually Mommy and Baby Fitness Brampton, Mississauga. There's other Mommy and Baby Fitness Facebook pages as well for, like, Scarborough. There's for North York and all that. But mine would say Brampton and Mississauga.
Perfect. And I know I'm just looking at the website, and there's Mommy and Baby Fitness across Ontario, but California, New York, Japan. Very cool. Very, very cool. So I'll research and find the links to find you, Ada, and share that with our listeners and our audience on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Ada, and making me go to the gym this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for allowing me to share my passion and my experience with you.
Wonderful. It's so important. And mummies, you need to put yourselves first and get out to a Mommy and Baby Fitness class. The program is amazing. I've done it myself with my own little ones when they were babies. And I've definitely gone to many, many Mommy and Baby Fitness classes to speak to the moms afterwards about introducing sign language. And it's such an amazing, wonderful program. And we are just about out of time. If you have any questions for me, you can email me at info@wehands.com. Our website is www.wehands.com. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at @wehands. And if you have any answer or questions that you want me to answer, I'll definitely do that. Wehands has been around since 2001. We are a children's sign language and language development program, and we offer interactive fun classes as well as a line of tailored products. In 2014, WeHands became a part of Morneau Chapelle's Children's Support Solutions, and that's an organization that provides health-centered and educational services to children with differences to help them reach their potential. You can find us at www.wehands.com. If you've got any parenting or early language development topics that you'd like me to cover, just send me a tweet. I'm at @wehands, or you can email me. On Facebook, search for WeHands Baby Sign Language. Until next time, I'm Sarah Bingham, WeHands founder and author of the Baby Signing Book. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.